hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Good afternoon. The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. What's on the menu today? Truth. More truth. Nothing but the truth. Well, should we have a double cheeseburger with everything? Should we have, how about chicken? Maybe we could have Italian? Borscht? How about Chinese? We could go out for Mexican. I know there are some in the audience that are vegans. Cactus isn't. And with the vegans, you know, it's... I like vegetables, but I like meat. I like beef. Beef is what's for dinner. Or we can talk about deceit. We can look at the maze, the labyrinth of deceit internationally. Remember Albert Pike in 1871, his plan for three world wars? He said the first world war would be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the czars in Russia. And we've been talking in the last 3 weeks about what happened with Russia, how the czars were overthrown and murdered, the whole family, the lineage was wiped out. It was a Pilgrim Society plan. I've talked about that. Boris Yeltsin, Gorbachev, these people that ruled Russia in the 70s, 80s, up to Vladimir Putin, they knew about it. They went along with the plan. Communism had to be the religion of the society. But God determined at the end of the 1980s, in the mid-70s, that the communist rule, the satanic, godless rule in Russia was going to end. It's in the Bible. Who was going to bring that end to the satanic control of Russia? It's just a young, short, stocky, muscular, intelligent man by the name of Vladimir Putin. I think Vladimir took over for Yeltsin in 1999, the last day of 1999, the eve, December 31st. Albert Pike's plan. Well, the first plan came to pass. It made the country a fortress of atheistic communism. It caused the agents of the Illuminati between the British and the German empires to be used to foment the war. It came to pass. Then Pike stated in World War II. Now remember, Albert Pike was a friend of... Talk about him all the time, but I'm so into Pike right now. I'm looking at his photo. I'll think of who I'm thinking of in a second. I won't forget. Now, Pike stated that the Second World War had to be fomented, taking advantage of the difference between the fascists and the political Zionists. The war was to be brought about so that Nazism would be destroyed, and that political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel and Palestine. This came to pass. God's intention is the citizens of Israel be free from the control of these Zionists who are of the seat of Satan and who are who call themselves Jews but are not. They're from the 13th tribe, 13 of the tribe and lineage of Dan, who is not in the book of Revelation chapter 7. All the 12 tribes are mentioned, but Dan is not mentioned. Dan has been replaced by a tribe called Manasseh. So Nazism had to be destroyed. Political Zionism had to be put in place. Now, with the New World Order, with this global agenda, America will be the nation to control the global order. But eventually it's going to shift from the shores of America to the nation of Israel. And it will be run out of Israel. So international communism, according to Pike, must be strong enough in order to balance Christendom. So for the Christians, for those that believe in God and a Savior and the Holy Spirit, to balance Christendom. Why? Because the enemy in Russia at the end of the 1800s was the Orthodox churches, the Christian people. It had to be destroyed. They're destroying religion, true Christianity, in the United States of America, as in Russia. God hatred eventually led to the people of the nation being forced to come under the rule of these God haters. And you see what happened to the people of Russia and that area, Ukraine, all of Central Asia. This is what their plan was for the United States. They are being successful. It is happening. It cannot be stopped. American people have to make a decision as to what changes are going to take place and how to adapt. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Everybody wants to rule the world. So Albert Pike, this is the old world order loses power. You can find that if you go to the search engine. Old world order loses power. Now the third world war, presently, if you have followed what I've been presenting to you here in the last 6 weeks, with this new world order, they have plans set way back. And Cecil Rhodes, he was the man that I was trying to remember. Cecil and Albert Pike, they were friends. They knew each other. They had things in common. The number one thing they had in common is a matter of the occult. And with that, they hated God. They hated Christianity. They hated morality. Pike was deep in to the Masonic movement, one of the present within, let's say, the last 150 years, bringing the Masonic movement, the Masons, back into power in Europe and in the United States. And remember, even in Russia, with the Muslim world, with Islam, there are the Masons in Islam. I'm trying to remember if it was Baghdadi. I'm trying to remember which one it was that there was assassinated or died during the Trump administration. He was involved in the Muslims. He was a Muslim, like Barack Obama. So the Third World War, quoting from Old World Order Loses Power, go to the search engine, put that in. The name of the article, Albert Pike's 1871 Plan for the Three World Wars. And these wars would be followed by an unparalleled economic disaster. See, in the occult world, with the high priests of the occult, the old priests train the new priests. The old people that know Satan, the devil, they always have a way to educate the new priests, like Fauci, Schwab, Gates. These people that you see that are involved in the evil that's taking place in the world today, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Gateses, Fords, Oppenheimer, Carnegies, the J.P. Morgan. So, let's look at what the Third War is going to do. It's going to be They're going to bring about this third world by taking advantage and the differences that will be caused by the those agents of the Illuminati to bring political differences between political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war will be conducted in such a way that Islam, or the Muslim Arab world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. And I've talked on my Sunday program and on this program to some degree about the war coming between Israel and the Muslim Arab enemies, the terrorists surrounding Israel in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and in the West Bank, Gaza Strip. Not so much from Egypt, but mainly north, east, and down to the bottom of Israel to the west and southwest. So they will destroy each other, while the other nations will be divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Then the Illuminati will unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And he states, and we will provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. The effects of absolute atheism. The origin, which is the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. So, and what is happening in this country? Atheism. The refusal of a nation to acknowledge a God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bringing a curse upon the nation, and the thought that there is no God. But there must be a God, and that God that is replacing the one true God is called the state. It is called the state. This was what happened, the plan in Russia. The state replaced God. In China presently, the state has replaced God. In America, the move to replace God, the knowledge of God, prayer, the Bible, has already begun, and the state is God. So, then everywhere, the citizens will be obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, the atheists. They will exterminate the destroyers of civilization. I'm sorry, this world minority of revolutionaries, the atheists, will exterminate those destroyers of what we call, we're the ones that destroy civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. And this is exactly what has happened in the seven churches of God through the last, especially 50 years, 60 years. What is it that I'm talking about? The moral compass. What is the moral compass? It's not just the belief in God. It's much deeper than that. It is the vision that the children of God in the seven churches and the societies of the world have to have, is a vision that in the Bible there is prophecy, and prophecy has to take place. So Pike is talking about three world wars. He has vision, whereas the Christian world doesn't have any vision. The vision of the pastors throughout America and the evangelical churches specifically is to build little churches, bring in members, have little tight communities, but they don't look at the big picture. When you don't look at the big picture, vision, there is no vision. And without a vision, the people are destroyed. In America, the American people have lost their vision. They have allowed the political world to take over. And the political world, those that have been in the positions of political power in Washington, D.C., they haven't had the integrity to fight against what? The global plan of the nations, of the secret societies, the Pilgrim Society, the Freemasons, the Skull and Bones, these type of societies, the Jesuits, the Rosicrucians, the Masons. They know because they live in and they work and they are political powers in Washington, D.C., and from a view from above, Washington, D.C. is set up, patterned after the Masonic symbols. They don't want to fight the New World Order. They know they can't. They're part of, many of them not knowingly, are a part of the plan. And even if they understood the plan, they still wouldn't have the integrity to fight against it. They will go along to protect themselves. They have vision, but the American churches have no vision. Now, also, these atheists, what are they going to destroy again? They're going to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, or would you say the patriots of this country, or Australia, or Germany, France, Britain, Canada. The Eastern European nations, Central and Western European nations, they're going to exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. Yes, presently there is no spiritual direction in the body of Christ within the Christian community. But that's going to change. Anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. This is their own writings. This is Albert Pike's writings. They will receive true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view with the programs that I've had in the last two years here on KHNC. I have talked about America being the head of the new coming satanic new world order, a new world order that will be a satanic demonic order. People don't understand why I can say that. It's very simple. If you understand what the Bible says about a coming Antichrist, his kingdom, it will be a satanic kingdom. It will be a kingdom of Satanism within the country. The people that will be put in positions of authority throughout the nation, the regions of this country, the states of this country, the counties, the cities, will be exactly the same principle of what took place in China and in Germany, in Russia, in the 1900s. But this time it will be different. Germany would be the greatest example of a nation where Satanists rule the country. All of the SS, they were all Luciferians. In this country, it will be the same. Everybody in positions of any type of authority will have to have committed themselves to worship Antichrist. I don't want to ruin your day, but one thing about truth, it's a little unsettling initially, but it begins to free you as your eyes are open and you begin to see the truth, because then you start to think, okay, the direction that maybe you're wanting to take in the future is going to be vain, futile. There's not going to be any blessing, you might say, in it. It's better to know the truth so you can make the best decisions, especially now with all that's going on in this society and the world. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com podcast sections. Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be right back. 1360 AM radio, top AM programming.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you.
What a pill, huh? Yep, the one that mother gives you doesn't do anything at all. But when you take the red pill, it all becomes clear. Now, here is the curveball, okay? So, Pike goes on to say this. This manifestation, when this all takes place, is going to result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity. Now here's the catcher, the clincher, and atheism. the atheists will be used to bring in total destruction. But then there will be the destruction of not only Christianity, but atheism also. Why? Because there has to be a religion that replaces. Atheism, in a sense, is a religion. So something has to replace Christianity, atheism. What will that be? Luciferianism. What is that? The teachings of the Illuminati, the doctrines of the Illuminati, the teachings of Aleister Crowley's satanic doctrines from, he actually asked Aleister Crowley, I forgot to mention once again that he had a daughter, illegitimate daughter, her name was Barbara Bush, or her name was, I think it was Barbara Preston, who married George H.W. Bush and became Barbara Preston Bush, if I remember the middle name correctly, the daughter of Aleister Crowley, the high practicing satanic witch out of England. Then you had Anton LaVey, who wrote the book, the Satanic Bible, in 1966. Well, the Luciferians, the devil worshippers, this is their Bible. Do everything the opposite of what God says, and whatever you want to do, do it. You want to murder? You want to rape, pillage, plunder? You want to commit child sacrifice? Drink adrenochrome? You want to have adrenochrome factories with little children from where you harvest the adrenochrome? This is an evil world that we're in. But in America, up until the last 10, 20 years, we've been sanitized. We have been, the media has not allowed the dark things of the underworld to be made known. Now you have Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's starting to spill some of the beans. She can spill all the beans if she'd like to, but it's never going to reach your ears. It's never going to be published on the through the New York Times or CNN. No. Why? Because everything she would present under oath is going to expose everybody clear up to the president of this country and past presidents of this country and their wives and their children and senators and congressmen and representatives, those that sit in the Supreme Court. It will expose the parliament in England and Germany and France, Italy, Sweden, Denmark, the Vatican. She's almost the encyclopedia of everything evil. Do you think that's going to be made known? No. No. Don't even think it. Not going to happen. But the thing is, birds of a feather flock together. You want to know a person? Look at his friends. You want to know what the person's political views are? Look at his friends. His sexual appetites? Look at the people around him. So, Maxine with Jeffrey, they know all these people. They know what happened. But now I'm going to back up again. So, with Albert Pike, the three world wars, the third world war right now, the American, now see in America, there are plans that are made by the deep state. The plans internationally are carried out by the intelligence agencies of this country. Within the country, the plans are carried out by the FBI, by the Homeland Security. TSA. So America has control within and control without. The corporations are protected by the CIA and by military intelligence internationally. Within the United States, it really wasn't so much the CIA within the U.S. that would, you might say, they were not, to some degree, were not involved in the surveillance of the American people. That was NSA, other agencies, but the FBI would carry out they were the muscle, so to speak. But once the drugs began to come into this country back in the 60s, and once human trafficking began, well, the group intelligence agency that had to oversee that was the CIA. And if you'll go into Google, don't use Google as a search engine, DuckDuckGo, StartPage, something other than Google, you can go ahead and just begin your own search. You see, the CIA, they, at this point, to some degree, don't care what the people know. They're not concerned about it, because they realize that, for the most part, the society has no authority, power to prosecute. The only way things are done in the CIA is through someone getting the flu. Someone just mysteriously hangs himself with 2 feet of rope in a 6-foot room. And the guy must be a midget, because for some reason he'll die. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, The Present Truth.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and Emergency Response Training.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
So there is so much taking place. The plan is to push Russia to respond to NATO, European forces, American forces into Ukraine to trigger a war. Albert Pike believes that this is going to happen. Well, it is going to happen. And there is going to be a war in the Middle East between Israel and the Muslim terrorists in Lebanon, Syria, Damascus, in Amman, Jordan, and Jordan as a nation, in the Gaza Strip. There is going to be a war between Islam and or Muslim forces and Israel. Israel is going to be victorious. Israel is going to destroy Damascus. Israel will invade Syria, remove all the terrorist groups in Syria and Lebanon, and Israel is going to destroy the Islamic forces in present-day Jordan, and Israel is going to take over the land of Jordan. The nations of the world are going to go ballistic. They are going to go mad. Russia, Iran, Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya, many of the nation blocks, nations below Russia are going to be upset. Germany is going to be upset. And to respond to Israel's victories, they're going to respond and attack Israel in Jordan, and where they're going to be destroyed as they come into Jordan, as they head west to the nation of Israel. They're going to be destroyed on the mountains in Jordan. Also, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, the ancient world, land of Gog and Magog, the land of Magog, which are the people of Rosh or Russia, they are going to come to war in the Middle East. America is trying to provoke them into war in Central Asia. There was not going to be an American-Russian war in Central Asia. Russia will be destroyed when she, with her allies, invades Israel. So everything that is happening with the United States CIA to provoke Russia into responding to supposed aggression of Russia toward the Ukraine, these are lies. Russia and Vladimir Putin, again, Vladimir Putin knows the plans of the Pilgrim Society. He studied those plans from the time he was old enough to probably understand what happened in Russia during the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution. He understands that. He understand Russian history. He understand how corrupt Lenin and Stalin and all these people in that area, how corrupt they were, how evil they were. Gorbachev, Yeltsin, he understood. He understood the anti-God attitude of the Russian people. The Russian people, they were reverent to God. They were religious, truly religious. They had to depend on God just to exist. They knew that they beat the Germans because of the Christian prayers in Russia during World War II. 1944-45, they knew that it was a victory from God. And then in the 70s and 80s, the people began to change, and the leadership in Russia began to change too. After the United States destroyed Russia's economy, there was a person that destroyed that economy, someone that Ronald Reagan used to help go into Russia as a businessman and destroy the ruble. His name was Wanta, Leah Wanta. And I have an article about Leo and how he did it. There was a woman by the name of Marilyn Barnwell. She wrote his biography, his bio. And Vladimir Putin understands exactly what happened. This is why Vladimir Putin is not going to respond to aggression of America's military, CIA, NATO, European pressure, the Islamic pressure coming from the south. Russia is not going to respond. Russia's time as a nation is going to come to an end at the hands of God via Israel. It's not going to be at the hands of the United States and the people that really in the deep state that rule this country. It is not Joe Biden. Joe Biden, again, is just the wizard. He's just not the one controlling, pulling the strings. He's the one. He's the face. But behind the scene in the deep state is this deep occult power structure that has been in the United States for a century. And now they know, they understand the satanic world. They know the Bible. They know they're going to get their day. They know their time has come. How do they know that? Because they knew God put Reagan. He was, in a sense, allowed by God to stir things up, to do certain things. One thing Reagan had to do is destroy Russia's economy, and he did. But that destruction of the economy of Russia turned Russia back to God, and Vladimir Putin was the man that God used to get Russia where she needs to be. But it was Donald Trump that the occult world had to remove at all costs. And they were successful, but only because the Bible said they would be. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
On Tuesday, December 7th, Life Choices is participating in Colorado Gives Day. I know many of you are passionate about life and want to make a difference, but don't know how. Go online to lifechoices.org and click on Colorado Gives to schedule a payment for December 7th. Or call 303-651-2050. Your giving will save and transform lives. Call 303-651-2050 or go to lifechoices.org and make a difference for life.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we're going to finish out. This is the end of today's program. Remember, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 5, from 2 to 3, And then on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry program. All of the programs are archived on 1360khnc.com, then to your podcast section. And the programs are streamed always, at all times, they are streamed live on 1360khnc.com. And I appreciate the financial help and continue. Thank you. And to the Johnstown Station, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. P.O. Box 104, 80534. Also, now, so Vladimir Putin knows the plans of the Illuminati. He studied those plans. He knew that what happened in Germany. He was in Germany after the Berlin Wall went down. Before that wall went down, he understood how Russia and Germany have always worked together. And Russia and Germany are working together presently. If things continue to develop in Germany, Germany might be the nation that will, for the most part, dictate what happens in Europe. Germany is going to be able, the recipient of natural gas coming from Russia. The European nations would like that gas, but they can't have it because the United States does not want Russia to be able to get gas or to deliver these contracts into the nations in Europe, because to deliver those, to fulfill those contracts, the gas has to go through the Ukraine. The Ukraine is not going to allow that money to, or that gas to come through Ukraine, because Russia has agreed to pay them X amount, nothing more, and the Ukrainians are trying to blackmail Russia. So Russia is just not going to send it. And the European nations are going to, these people, you watch the deaths this winter from freezing. You watch the wealth of the European people drop like a rock because of the high prices of gas. Now, Germany's in a different situation. The gas line comes through the Black Baltic Sea to Germany. It doesn't cross Poland. It doesn't cross the Ukraine. It comes directly through the water into Germany, and this is going to help Germany to, with her industry, and she's going to prosper because she's going to get cheaper gas than the European sisters are going to get. Well, the United States is really pushing to stop that gas flow from Russia to Germany. Germany is going to just tell the United States, well, sorry, they're not going to go along with the plan. Well, for today, we're going to stop there. Join me again tomorrow, 2 to 3, and podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, podcast section. Again, this is 1360 AM Radio, the top AM station in Northern Colorado. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, John.